1 Peter 2:25, the Bible said, "For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Then in chapter 2 and verse 2, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." In chapter 1, the word of God said in verse 14, "As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust and your ignorance." And then in verse 19, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." And then in verse 24 of chapter 1, "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away." Verse 16 of chapter 2, "As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God." Did anybody pick up on the word? No one? That's it, Brother Chris. The little word, as. I want to preach this morning for a little while on Peter's pictures in a word. Peter's pictures in a word. He learned from his Savior how to paint pictures, spiritual pictures, things to help us, amen, to understand in our lives. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you this morning for the word of the living God. Thank you, God, for each one that's here today. And Lord, for the next few moments, I pray, God, that we'd be able, Lord, to be a blessing to our dear people. Lord, I pray that you would smile on us with your presence and with your power. Lord, we realize, our Father, that if anything is accomplished of eternal value, Lord, you'll have to do it. That's out of our league, Lord. We can't do that. We can deliver the message you've put in our heart. We can speak to the ears of these people. But Lord, it would take the Holy Ghost to speak to the hearts of these people. I pray you'd speak to our hearts. Lord, you've spoken to mine. I pray you'll continue to speak to my heart this morning. God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. There's three pictures I want to pick up on this morning in this little word, as. First thing I want to pick up on is the picture of a sinner. The word of God said in verse 25 of chapter number 2, "For ye were." Now listen, he's talking to the saints of God, but he's talking to them about what they were before they met Jesus. They were as sheep going astray. And the Bible said, "But are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls." I know that you probably know this, but sheep minus a shepherd are defenseless. They're really not the smartest animal on the planet, amen. And it might offend you because God calls us sheep. But I'm going to tell you this morning, we're defenseless and we're helpless without a shepherd, amen. And so the Bible said you were a sheep going astray. I got to thinking about my life before I came to know Christ as Savior. I thought about my Sunday mornings. Many times on Sunday morning I was sick as a dog because of what I had sown to on Friday evening and on Saturday. Many times, beloved, I had no plans. There wasn't a picnic to go to. There wasn't a race to go to. There wasn't a ball game to go to. There was nothing planned with the family. I had no purpose in life. Amen. I was like a sheep going astray, just wandering around in this world. The Word of God said in verse 24 of chapter 1, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. See, I didn't realize when I was just a sheep going around and wandering around, I didn't realize how temporary life is. I didn't realize how short life is. I was young and I thought I had a long way to go. Well, I've gotten there. Amen. And I'm telling you, life is short. Amen. You see, I think about little James running around here, little Liam running around here. Y'all might not believe it, but the first thing you know, they'll be starting school. The next thing you know, they'll be finishing school. And the next thing you know, they'll be having babies. Amen. Actually, their wives will. You understand what I mean. I need to clear things up in this generation. Ain't that sad? Amen. Amen. They'll be having children, and their children will be going to school. And the first thing you know, they'll be a papaw. Amen. I'm just telling you, life goes by just like that. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. I'm reminded of a scripture. Turn with me, please, in your Bible over to Matthew chapter number 9 for just a moment. Matthew chapter number 9. This really spoke to my heart. When I was out there wandering around in the world as a sheep going astray, there's something that really, really spoke to my heart. The Bible said in verse 35 that Jesus went about the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel, healing every sickness of every disease among the people. Look at verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. You know what's good to know today that I didn't know then? He had his eye on me. When I was out there wandering around in sin, aimlessly with no purpose in my life, my Lord had his eye and his mind on me. The Word of God said he saw the multitude. He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Aren't you glad, beloved? Listen, when you were as a sheep going astray, Peter's painting a picture of a life without purpose, a life without aim. Aren't you glad there's a shepherd that wanted you in his fold? Amen. I can't believe he wanted the likes of me in his fold, let alone to be an under-shepherd here on the planet Earth. Amen. I read this and I thought it was worth sharing. There was a sign on the door, and here's what it said. Gone out of business. Don't know what our business was. Gone out of business. Don't know what our business was. Now, you don't have to get mad at me this morning. If you do, you can get in line. But let me say this. That would be something good to put on a lot of people's tombstone. They live their whole life and go out of business and never figure out what their business was. Jesus said, I must need be about my Father's business. I remember knocking on a door one time and a woman told me, I wish you'd mind your own business. I said, honey, I'm not here on my own business. I'm here on my Father's business. And then as she kind of let me know that I wasn't welcome there, I was headed down off of the porch and I turned around and I said to her, I said, I want to ask you a question. I said, if I drove by this mobile home and it was on fire, you see, we had led two of her children to the Lord, but she wouldn't let them come to church. I said, if I drove by this home and it was on fire, I said, would you want me to knock on the door and beat on the door and see if there's anybody in there, you or your kids? Or would you want me to go on down the road and mind my own business? And she said to me, well, I guess I'd appreciate it if you stopped. I said, well, ma'am, the reason I stopped, you're headed for a lot worse fire than a mobile home being on fire. And I said, I serve a God that loves you, amen. And I'm trying to mind my Father's business, amen. Oh, beloved, it's awful when you think about the picture of a sinner wandering aimlessly through life. The Word of God said, as sheep going astray. But then God didn't only give us through Peter's eyes a picture in that little word as of the sinner, but he gives us a picture of the Savior. Look what the Word of God said here. The Bible said in verse 18 of chapter 1, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ." He's still in the shepherd business here, in the sheep business. He says, let me give you a picture. He said, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And beloved, these people could relate to that because they remembered, amen, back there in the Passover, that God required the blood of that lamb in order, beloved, not to be destroyed. When God came through, amen, he was looking for the blood. He was looking for it on the doorpost. He was looking for it on the lintel. Thank God, I love that song. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. Then God gives us a picture through the life of Peter and through his words in the life of Peter about Jesus being a lamb that's without spot and without blemish, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. I love those words because what God is telling us is when Adam and Eve messed up in the Garden of Eden, the Father didn't say, oops, what do we do now? Oh, hallelujah, there was already a plan in place, amen, that the darling Son of God would descend down here and give his life on an old rugged cross so that you and I could be redeemed by the grace of God as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. I'll tell you, beloved, you think about this. I never have thought about it until just now. But you think about this. No doubt many children and in the children in the homes of the children of Israel, the death was going to come upon the firstborn. Preston, I never thought about this. But many of those children had a little lamb out there that they loved, that they cared for. Amen. And they couldn't hardly believe that Daddy was going to have to take the life of that little lamb. You remember the illustration about David when the rich man had all kinds of lambs and the poor man had one lamb. He ate with it. He slept with it. Amen. But I never have thought about, you know, it was the darling of some little boy, some little girl's eye. Amen. But God had made a way through that lamb. But I want you to know this. Jesus was the darling of the Father's eye. Amen. He wasn't given heaven's leftovers. He wasn't given heaven's second best. He was given heaven's best so that you and I could be redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a picture of the sinner in that little word as. There's a picture of the Savior in that little word as a lamb without spot. The lamb is going to redeem the sheep. Ain't that good? Amen. And he's going to be our shepherd. Now I want you to see the picture of the saints. Thank the Lord this morning for the pictures that Peter is painting in one little two-letter word, as. The Bible said in 1 Peter 2 and verse number 2, as newborn babes. I want you to think about this for a moment. We need to think about this. We need to get a hold of this. Some people think, well, when somebody gets saved, man, they ought to just automatically straighten up and fly right and everything ought to be good about their life. Let me tell you something about newborn babes. They need help. They need care. Say amen. They need 24/7 care. Would somebody help me? You've got to look after them. Amen. You know what I'm afraid? I'm afraid that we've missed the Great Commission in this area where the Bible said that we're to preach the gospel, but then we're to make disciples. Amen. We're to take them under our wing. We're not to stand back over in the corner and say, well, we'll see if they make it. No, sir. We're supposed to take them under our wing and see to it that they make it. Amen. You say, Pastor, I don't want to be around somebody that gets dirty. Well, I'll tell you what, Jesus wouldn't want to be around us most of the time. Say amen. I'm telling you, he's in the cleaning up business. And beloved, listen, as newborn babes, I want you to look at that newborn babe's desire. He desires the milk of the Word of God that you may grow thereby. We see there is a desire. The Bible said up in verse 23 of chapter 1, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I'm going to tell you, beloved, some people get saved, and beloved, the change is so drastic, it's so instant, even on the outside, but sometimes it's drastic on the inside, and it takes a while for it to come to the outside. Say amen. I'm telling you, they're a baby in Christ. The Word of God said, being born again, not of an incorruptible seed. That's the picture of the saints. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let me ask you something. Anybody made any mistakes since you've been saved? Amen. Anybody said something you shouldn't have said since you've been saved? Anybody looked at something you shouldn't have looked at since you've been saved? Anybody listened to something you shouldn't have listened to since you've been saved? Anybody been somewhere you shouldn't have been since you've been saved? We serve a Savior, beloved. Wants us to be like Him. Love Him. Amen. And help Him. Amen. As newborn babes. Now watch. That newborn babe has a desire. But then that newborn babe, watch these taste buds here. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Oh, I tell you, I was reminded yesterday when I visited with Sister Margaret. I was reminded because she has to have her food. The word, I'm not trying to impress you, but I learned it years ago, is pureed. And all it means is they take regular food and make it look like baby food. You have to grind it up real fine because you're having a trouble swallowing. Amen. And I was reminded when I looked, I sat down there with her at the dinner table where she was in the facility. I was reminded of the baby food. And then as I got to studying and thinking about as newborn babes tasted that the Lord is gracious, I got to thinking about babies. You know what? It don't take mama long to find out what they like and what they don't like. Somebody say amen. Some of them youngins, you can put them green beans on the tip of a spoon and put them up there and say amen, and they'll gobble them up. Some of them youngins will spit them all over you. Amen. And some of them like this and like that and don't like this and don't like that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you ever met Jesus in faith, you'd have to say, I've tasted and I see the Lord is good. He's gracious. Amen. You ever get a taste of Him, you won't spit it out. Amen. It may take a while to come to fruition as a newborn babe, but there'll be a desire for the Word of God. And there'll be some taste buds that's tuned in with the Savior. Amen. You'll want Him to work in your life. And then the Bible said, as we look at this picture of the saints, not only is it a picture as newborn babes, but then He says, as lively stones. As lively stones. Look at it right here in verse number 5 of chapter number 2. Ye also as lively stones. I'm not changing the Bible, but it's meaning it's a stone that's alive, living. It's a living stone. It's not a dead stone. Amen. And they're built up a spiritual house. And let me give you something here to think about. I got it here on my phone, I believe. It's this. We act as though comfort and luxury were the chief requirements of life, when all that we need to make us really happy is something to be enthusiastic about. I'm going to tell you something right now. You ever meet Jesus, you'll be enthusiastic about Him. You'll be enthusiastic about mercy. You'll be enthusiastic about grace. You'll be enthusiastic about the church. He said you're built up a spiritual house. Amen. Ain't nobody glad to beg you to come to the house of God. The Bible said when we're living stones, we're a spiritual house. We're a spiritual priesthood. We're offering up spiritual sacrifices. Amen. Even praise unto our God. The Bible said in verse 9 of chapter 2, but you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, The Bible said, a peculiar people, that you should show forth praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. The truck driver that delivered the mulch the other day, I met him out on Stone Drive at Yarber's place of business because he can't get a tractor and trailer in here. Amen. And I wanted to find out where he stood, Brother Chris, with the Lord. So I climbed up there in his truck, not in it, but up on the step where I could talk to the driver. And his name is Danny. I learned that on the phone the day before. I said, Danny, do you know Jesus? He said, yes, I do. I said, Danny, where are you from? He said, Dothan, Alabama. I said, I've been to Dothan, Alabama. I stayed in Dothan because we had a prison that was close to there, and it's right on the line out in the, what they call it, the panhandle of Florida. Amen. And I said, I've actually stayed in a church out there when we were doing a prison. I don't remember the name of it. He told me what church he went to. And let me encourage you, beloved, if you all are using our little 15-minute video cards, don't just give them to sinners. Give them to God's people. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? You need to explain to them. Listen, you know the Lord. Do you know anybody that don't? I've never met one person that didn't know somebody that don't know Jesus. I said, here's what I'm asking you to do. I said, first of all, watch it. Make sure you agree with it. Just in case, Brother Chris, they got religion without relationship, we just want to go ahead and watch it, amen? Then I said, then you can share the link with anybody in the world, and here's what I'd encourage you to say. I'm going to heaven when I die, and I love you. I want you to go with me. Watch this, and you'll find out how you can meet me in the city of God, amen? What's wrong with that, amen? I'm telling you, beloved, I thank God, beloved, that we're living stones. We're not dead, amen? I'm reminded of the old fella that got saved. Actually, he was a young fella, and he got saved out of a rough life, and he didn't know the church lingo and the church language. He didn't know what it was to say amen. Some of y'all don't either. But anyway, they said he was sitting on the front pew and said that preacher said something good and said he just jumped up and said, hot dog! At least he had some enthusiasm about him, amen. He was enthusiastic about the things of God. God had picked him up out of the miry clay, set his feet on a solid rock, put a new song in his heart, even praise unto our God. Listen to what Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 13. The Word of God said right here, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Listen to this next word continually. God didn't say anything about praising Him when you feel like it. He said praise Him whether you feel like it or not. Amen. I'm telling you, He's good whether you know it or not, whether you feel like it or not. Amen. When we get home and look back on this thing and how God has guided our lives and how God, when we thought He wasn't even nowhere to be found, He was right there. Amen. Because He said He would never leave us. The Bible said the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. The Word of God said, in everything give thanks. Didn't say for the good things give thanks. It says in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We see a picture of the sinner, a picture of the Savior, the picture of the saints. They're pictured as newborn babes. They're pictured as lively stones or living stones. But then they're pictured as obedient children. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. In verse number 14, the Word of God said, let me just look at verse 13 as well. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Now, let me ask you something. Y'all have heard the term backslide. Right? We use the term, people get out of fellowship with God. David got out of fellowship with God. David lost his joy. When David repented, he asked God to restore unto him the joy of his salvation. But my point is this. If it were impossible for a child of God to fashion themselves according to their former lust and ignorance, If that were impossible, why did Peter write that? Because I'm going to tell you something. You can get saved by the grace of God. There's going to be two pulls. One of those pulls is pulling you to the Savior. And that other pull is pulling you back to the world. Somebody help me right there. Amen. That one old preacher said, it's like there's two dogs down inside of me fighting. And somebody said, preacher, which one of them wins? He said, it's the good dog that wins or it's a bad dog that wins. And his answer was right on key. He said, whichever one I feed the most. Amen. You starve that bad dog, amen, he'll lay over in the corner and leave you alone. But you feed him, beloved, you're going to be in trouble. Say amen. You feed that spiritual man, and he'll help you to overcome those former lusts and that took place in our ignorance. He's called you, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. So the Bible talks about being obedient children, as obedient children. That's a picture of the saints. And then in verse number 16 of chapter number 2, he uses the phrase, as free. I was telling, I think, Brother Chris the other night, the radio broadcast that I had years ago down on MCH in Churchill, I used the song, Open It Up. It said, thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah. I'm saved, saved, saved by His marvelous grace. I'm so glad that I found out He could bring me out and show me the way. Amen. Oh, beloved friend, thank God we're free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a blessing to be free. Amen. I'm thinking now about this freedom that God has given us. I want to read you something that I read yesterday, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you. It says, one of golf's immortal moments came when a Scotchman demonstrated the new game. It's the game of golf. He's going to demonstrate it to President Ulysses Grant, carefully placing the ball on the tee. Brother John, I thought about you. Amen. Brother Ralph would probably fit there too. Amen. Brother Wayne, back in his heyday, they used to play golf together. Amen. And I'm glad I didn't get into that. I'd hate to beat them all like a drum. Amen. One of God's immortal moments came when the Scotsman demonstrated the new game to President Ulysses Grant, carefully placing the ball on the tee. He took a mighty swing. The club hit the turf and scattered dirt all over the president's beard and the surrounding vicinity, while the ball placidly just waited on the tee. Again, the Scotsman swung, and again he missed. Our president waited patiently through six tries, and then he quietly stated, there seems to be a fair amount of exercise in this game, but I don't understand the purpose of the ball. You say, Pastor, why would you mention that? God didn't set you free just to sit on a tee. You've got a purpose. Find it and get at it for the glory of God. Amen. Do what God would have you to do. The last thing in the message today, as we look at a picture of the saint, is found also in verse number 16. As free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. I don't know if there would be a higher honor in this world, Brother Jack, than to be called the servant of the Most High God. Servant, a servant of God. Do y'all know what a privilege it is to know Him? What a privilege it is to serve Him? What a privilege it is. It don't happen near as often as I'd like. But what a privilege it is to introduce someone else to him. What a blessed privilege. Do you have a purpose in your life? Or are you like a sheep going astray? I want you to know God's got a fold. It's called his church. And you're welcome in that fold. Amen. God wants you to come on in. God wants to be your shepherd. Amen. He wants you to be able to say as you live, the Lord is my shepherd. He wants you to be able to say when it comes time to die, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And then he wants you to be able to know when you close your eyes in death, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I love this word forever, forever. Father, thank you this morning for the blessed privilege to share the word of God with these precious people. I pray, dear Lord, that you would help us, honor us, our Father, with your presence in this invitation. Maybe, Lord, there's somebody here that's tired of wandering around in this wilderness that we call the world, aimlessly, with no purpose in life. God, help them to know there's a shepherd that awaits. That shepherd said, he that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Lord, I pray this morning you'd honor your word in this invitation. In Jesus' name. Let's stand together. We're going to sing.